Tulsi Gabbard to campaign for Republicans Blake Masters, Kerry Lake in Arizona. By Spencer Lindquist on October 18, 2022. Tulsi Gabbard, a 2020 Democratic candidate for president who recently left the party, will be campaigning with Republicans Blake Masters and Kerry Lake in Arizona. Gabbard will also be joining Senate candidate Blake Masters and gubernatorial candidate Kerry Lake, as well as Republican candidate for Attorney General Abe Hamada, at a Young Republican Forum in Chandler, Arizona, a suburb of Phoenix. Trump-endorsed Senate candidate Blake Masters is running against Democrat incumbent Mark Kelly, who has voted with Joe Biden's priorities over 94% of the time and has been weak on the border, allowing the fentanyl crisis to get worse in the Grand Canyon state. Mark Kelly repeatedly voted against border security. The Democrat voted to end Title 42, which allows the government to suspend entry of immigrants into the United States for reasons of public safety. Kelly also voted against an amendment that would have prohibited the Biden administration from canceling border wall contracts for which funds had already been appropriated. Mark Kelly also lied about this record during his opening statement in a debate against Masters, falsely claiming that he has stood up against the Democratic Party in favor of border security. Meanwhile, Trump-endorsed candidate Kerry Lake is running against Democratic gubernatorial candidate Katie Hobbs, who has refused to debate Lake. Hobbs' campaign has also been marred with controversy after it was revealed that a former employee of hers received millions of dollars in a jury verdict after alleging she was the victim of racial discrimination in Katie Hobbs's office when Hobbs was in the Arizona State Senate. Gabbard's decision to campaign for the Republican candidates in Arizona comes after she announced that she was leaving the Democratic Party. Gabbard criticized the party as an elitist cabal of warmongers who are stoking anti-white racism and demonize the police but protect criminals. She added that the Democratic Party is also dragging us ever closer to nuclear war, and enumerated other criticisms as well. Gabbard previously announced that she would also be campaigning for Republican Senate candidate Don Bolduc in New Hampshire. "We don't agree on every issue, but I am honored to have the support of Tulsi Gabbard, who shares my view that the status quo is broken, and we need a change of direction," Bolduc said in a statement. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.